test anxiety. Hey, special ed teacher. In this jam-packed episode full of strategies, I will be sharing tips on what you can do to lessen state test anxiety for your students with special needs. But before we get into it, if you haven't yet, come and join me in our free private Facebook group. This is where I hang out the most. If you have any questions, I would like to hang out with other educators and friends who are passionate about special education just like you. You can go ahead and join us at www.facebook.com/groups/stepping into special ed. All right, let's get into the episode. Hey, special ed teachers, welcome to Stepping Into Special Education. Are you confused with writing IEPs? Need a system to track data? Are you up late Googling strategies for behavior management? Do you wake up with huge goals only to feel that you're not doing enough? Hey, I'm Michelle. I too teach special ed in a low socioeconomic community. I too wanted more connection with my special needs families. I wanted help with IEP meetings and needed more training with behaviors. And I kept asking myself, am I even doing a good job? Until I finally found the right strategies and support. In this podcast, you will find guidance with IEPs, behavior strategies, and SPED support so that you will know you've made an impact. So grab your iced coffee, clipboard, and your favorite pen. It is time to get things started. Man, we all have students who overthink so much before taking a test. And it comes out in so many different ways. Either crying, dropping to the floor, the big attitudes, eye rolling, back talk, whatever it is, this behavior is communication that is either work avoidance or anxiety about the test. I remember when I didn't have much training with state testing. I was just told by our testing coordinator about what time my students will be taking the test in the computer lab. I was instructed that we cannot guide them or help them that much during the test, which was myself and my aides. I felt horrible seeing my students turning their heads, staring at me with so much desperation, crying out for help. I didn't know what to do. All I could do was encourage them to just keep on going. It was gut-wrenching seeing them struggle and not knowing what to do to calm their nerves. It wasn't until many, many more years of experience with my students needing to take the state test, more tears from both me and the students, where now I know what tools and strategies to take to better prepare my students and myself as a teacher to lessen their anxiety. And we all feel good and prepared to take that state exam. Just a quick disclaimer, my experience as a special education teacher is primarily in the elementary grades, grades TK all the way to sixth grade. The students I work with primarily have disabilities that are mild to moderate. So for instance, specific learning disabilities, processing issues, also autism, and ADHD. So the strategies I'll be using is primarily with the mild to moderate needs group that do take the state testing exam like the general ed population with accommodations to their test. So here we go. 9 tips on how to lessen state test anxiety for students with special needs. The tips that I'll be talking about first are tips that we can do before taking the test. For tip number 1 is familiarize with the practice tests and accessibility tools. Before the test, ensure that students are familiar with the test format and the types of questions they'll encounter. In episode 84, titled State Testing is Coming, How to Prep Now for the State Assessment, I talk all about going to your state's testing site and using the practice test question platform to practice with sample questions and have the students familiarize themselves with the accessibility tools they'll be using This will help build confidence when they finally take that test. So for tip number one is to familiarize with the practice tests and accessibility tools. How to lessen state test anxiety for students with special needs for tip number two is teach testing strategies. Teach your students some testing strategies they can use while taking a test. For example, read the entire passage and/or questions fully before answering them. Some testing platforms often indicate if students are rushing while taking the test. So teaching them to slow down and read and/or listen to everything on that page using the text-to-speech tool. Another testing strategy is the process of elimination. Have each student read each multiple choice item. If it doesn't make sense to the question being asked, the student can eliminate that answer and move on to each one until ultimately one is left. So for tip number two is to teach testing strategies. How to lessen state test anxiety for students with special needs for tip number three is practice relaxation techniques. My school counselor is amazing every morning. She is part of the morning announcements and the entire school does breathing exercises and repeats words of affirmation before starting their school day. This would be perfect to do right before taking the test. But start now teaching and practicing how to do these relaxation techniques with your students. Teach them to recognize the signs of anxiety, then to stop what they're doing and start their breathing exercises. In the morning with my counselor, we do 3 deep breaths every morning as a school. I've also had my students breathe 10 big breaths when they're in the moment of anxiety. A good one for little ones for breathing is to pretend they are holding a flower and having them breathe in by stating, "Smell the flower," and then blow out by saying, "Blow out the candle." Also, visualization is a good one for students to close their eyes and guide your students to imagine they are somewhere peaceful, like the beach or a big grassy field, and then use the 5 senses. I've also heard of many teachers using bubble gum or gum during testing. Make sure that it's okay for parents and the admin to do this. Give them the rules of when to chew, which would be during the testing time only, then to spit it out after the testing session is over. This can help with reducing stress and anxiety. So for tip number three is to practice relaxation techniques. How to lessen state test anxiety for students with special needs for tip number four is communicate with families. Use whichever form of communication your students' families use most. Most likely your district or school uses a communication app. With this, send out messages to your families, informing them about the upcoming state tests, the process, and then any accommodations their child will receive. Collaborate with them to provide additional support at home if needed, like being sure their child gets a good night's rest and eat a good breakfast daily. So for tip number four is to communicate with families. The next following tips are tips that can be used while the students are taking the test. So how to lessen state test anxiety for students with special needs for tip number five is create a comfortable environment. Ensure that the testing environment is comfortable and familiar to the students. Reduce distractions and provide any accommodations necessary, such as preferential seating, know who needs to sit next to you, and then noise buffers throughout the room. What I mean by noise buffers are those privacy boards or those boards that you put up so students aren't looking at each other's tests. Make sure that no distractions are in the room. Remember to turn off your cell phones and any alarms that you may have. And then have materials prepared like the multiplication tables or scratch paper, handheld calculators, if it's in the accommodations in the IEP, as well as pencils and erasers. And then make sure you have those headphones ready to go. You can also dim the lighting. My aide has put up Christmas lights in the room around two of our whiteboards, and we turn off one main light to create a more relaxed atmosphere. So for tip number 5 is to create a comfortable environment. How to lessen state test anxiety for students with special needs for tip number 6 is provide clear instructions. Be clear when giving instructions to the students right before taking the test. Break down the instructions into simple, manageable steps, and you can provide them in multiple formats. You can either verbally tell them, write down some important information on the board, or maybe write down the relaxation techniques that they can also see visually next to them. This can accommodate different learning styles. Ensure students that you are available for help if they need it at all. So for tip number 6 is to provide clear instructions. How to lessen state test anxiety for students with special needs for tip number 7 is offer breaks. I always have students ask me, Mrs. Vasquez, how many questions are there? I never tell them. Actually, most of the time, I don't even know. So instead, I tell them to not focus on the number, but I will let them know after about 20 minutes when we will have our break. Allow students to take short breaks during the test to stretch, use the restroom, or drink water. I even add sensory breaks in between if they'd like. It was interesting last year, my older students, my 5th and 6th grade students, loved glitter wands, which they could visually see the glitter moving up and down a skinny long tube that was filled with liquid. I'll go ahead and put a link from Amazon of what we used in the show notes. Taking breaks can help prevent overwhelm and reduce anxiety. I love using the Pomodoro method. After every 20 minutes, you take a 5-minute break, and then after the 4th round of the 20 minutes worth of work, they get a longer break. Technically, the Pomodoro method has you break for 30 minutes after the 4th round, but of course, it depends on your students and the short time you have with them. So for tip number 7 is to offer breaks. How to lessen state test anxiety for students with special needs for tip number 8 is provide supportive feedback. I like to give a quick pep talk to my students right before taking the test. You need to remind them of their strengths and their capabilities. Focus on their progress and growth rather than just the final score. My school is a PBIS school, which stands for Positive Behavioral Interventions and Supports. Our entire school uses the same incentive program of receiving tickets when the students are being safe, respectful, responsible, and persevering. I emphasize how important it is to take their time during the test. And if I see them doing so, they will receive tickets while my aide and myself are walking around and noticing that they're doing this. These tickets are collected either by the end of the day or week by their teachers to enter them in a weekly raffle to earn prizes. Be specific to let them know what they can earn before the test, since you want to not interrupt them during the test, and then they'll understand while they'll be receiving the tickets. So for tip number 8 is provide supportive feedback. How to lessen state test anxiety for students with special needs. My last and favorite tip, tip number 9, is letters from loved ones. This is my favorite one. I actually saw this trending on social media last year. One of my parents suggested it, and another fellow colleague helped me with this. I tried this with one student, and I was hoping to get all my families involved this year. So letters from loved ones are either cards, notes, or letters created and written from loved ones in the students' lives that offer words of encouragement to their child. This went extremely well with a student that despises all tests, period, especially math tests. Before trying this, the previous 3 years, I wanted to pull my hair out. It was difficult to motivate this child to just taking any kind of test. Before taking the test the fourth year working with him, my colleague provided me cards from a second grade class, encouraging his fifth grade students that they believe in them. After reading some cards to the student every single day, his entire demeanor changed. His self-esteem and confidence boosted right before that test, and it was like seeing a completely different person taking the test right in front of me. Then that following year, after I had access to his state scores, we saw his scores dramatically increase by close to 100 points. Yeah, I was shocked and in awe at his efforts. That proved to me that it's all about attitude first before technique. We have to change students' mindsets and our own. We need to check our attitude and build confidence in our students so they can believe in themselves. I talk more about this mindset change in episode 68, Power Struggles with Your Student with Special Needs. So the last tip is number 9, using letters from loved ones. I know this episode was jam-packed, so I hope at least one of these tips will help you with your students' nervousness. All right, so to recap, 9 tips on how to lessen state test anxiety for students with special needs. For tip number 1, familiarize with the practice tests and accessibility tools. Number 2, teach test-taking strategies. Number 3, practice relaxation techniques. Number 4, communicate with families. Number 5, create a comfortable environment. Number 6, provide clear instructions. Number 7, offer breaks. Number 8, provide supportive feedback. And last but not least, number 9, letters from loved ones. If this episode resonated with you, I would love it if you could let me know what is one thing you do to lessen anxiety for your students before a big test. You can let me know in our free private Facebook group. This is where I mostly hang out if you have any questions, and also hang out with other educators and friends who are passionate about special education just like you. You can go ahead and join us at www.facebook.com/groups/stepping into special ed. I can't wait to see you in there. All right, my friend, I'll catch you on another episode of Stepping into Special Education. Take care and have a great week.
Hey, before you leave, if you felt this show taught you something and got you one step closer to where you want to be, please leave me a quick review and follow this podcast. It is the best thing you can do to keep the show going. Also, be sure to join my free Facebook group. You'll be able to connect with me and get support from fellow educators just like you. Remember that you do make a difference and that there's always that one student that can't wait to see you every single day. Till next time, my friend, take care.